My last experiment I want to show you is how bad Access has got for Minitab 16. In fact, it's Minitab version 15 as well. During my undergraduate days, I was able to use Minitab versions 8, 10, and 12 with about as much discomfort as anyone else in my class. There was a few other things that I had to do differently, but they were minor in the grand scheme of things in terms of getting access to Minitab. Because I used Minitab under DOS, that was version 8.2, and that's nearly 20 years ago, I had to learn how to type commands into Minitab, and I think it's a skill that is well and truly lost, both by students, of course, but more importantly, by many staff who would use Minitab in their teaching.
Recycled into offset.
So let's fire up Minitab.
Start menu, search box, edit, search
I'm now
items,
using a,
software.
A Windows 7
taskbar.
Desktop Minitab that is installed in a lecture theatre, because I don't actually even have Minitab on my own computer anymore because it's no longer of any use to me. One good thing about Minitab is that the session window in Minitab is all text and has been forever.
Welcome to Minitab.
And
F1
so when I use the up arrow, I can arrow around the window to see what I've typed and what has been printed back out to me. And that's going to be true if I do a regression analysis or almost anything, really.
Blank.
But the default action for Minitab, when we open it on this computer anyway, is that the command language is not enabled. And to do that, I have to actually go into the menus. Now, the screen reader I'm using is NVDA. It's the free screen reader. But the commercial screen reader that I use commonly is no better. And the problem we have is
menu bar, file, dit, data, calc, tab,
it's going to tell us what items there are on the menu bar, but doesn't tell me which one I've currently got. Luckily, I have checked this out before, and the hotkeys are my friend. Alt-D, and then
session, edit, E.
And here we are, we're back in the session window. It's already told us we're back in the session window, actually. And the additional text that was generated and put on screen is the Minitab prompt,
MTB,
which is just sitting there waiting for us to type things. So if I wanted to use Minitab as a basic calculator, because I'm not going to go and find data and do all that sort of carry on, it takes too long for the purposes of what we're doing.
Line feed.
I have to
E-D-A-K-1 space equal 1 plus 1.
Just give it a simple little exercise
MTB
to do.
MTB let K111.
And I can hear what I typed as I typed, or I can review it. Didn't give me the answer, of course,
MTB,
because that's not how Minitab works.
BRFD space K1. Blank. K12.00000.
I can review the screen exactly, and I can find that 1 plus 1 does in fact equal 2.000000. So, Minitab could be used by a blind student if they had access to all the commands and knew how to type them in. They could get the data into the worksheet because they're not going to be able to read the worksheet.
Worksheet 1, pane.
Doesn't tell as I've moved to the worksheet. I have no idea as I bang around moving this cursor anywhere. Doesn't even tell me I've reached the edge. Well, that was fun. I might just go back to the session window where I at least have something.
Workspace. Session edit K12.blank. MTB.
That will read to me. So, someone needs to know all of the Minitab commands to do the jobs required within the course. And my suspicion is that it's just going to be too hard for the student to find sufficient resources that will help them use Minitab productively. So, unfortunately, Minitab now is no longer a goer. even if it was when I used it 10 years ago very, very successfully.